The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. It's such a beautiful passage. I'd almost prefer to not comment on it, to ruin it with my own words. There's so much beauty here in the interaction between Mary and Elizabeth. There's so much beauty, in fact, that this prayer, the Magnificat, is prayed in the Liturgy of the Hours every day. Right? Evening prayer every day in the church is this: "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." Right? We make these words our own. And I think it's right that we make these words our own, because these words are words of the life of grace. This scene is simply what happens when we receive Jesus and don't impede his work in us or through us. Right? Mary has just been claimed as the mother of God. This scene, right, happens right after the Annunciation. And what does she do? What does the Queen Mother do, right? Sit back and put her feet up and have someone feed her grapes? No, she doesn't, right? She sets out in haste to go and serve, because she has received the God who is for the other. So it's perfectly natural, certainly supernatural, but it's perfectly natural that Mary would then go out and serve, that she would give up these 3 months of her life, not to say nothing of the pretty treacherous journey that was ahead of her, and then I guess behind her, but to give up 3 months of her life in service of her cousin. It's amazing. But this then, it shouldn't simply be amazing, and it's on a page, and it's in the distant past 2,000 years ago. This has to come to life for us as well. And when I say this has to, I don't mean that you have to make this happen. You cannot make it happen. You cannot make the life of service happen. You cannot force yourself to give yourself away. You cannot look at this picture and say, or you should not look at this picture and say, "I need to do these things for God." That's not what's happening here. Mary has received her salvation in Christ Jesus. And having received the love of God made flesh from her flesh, but having received the love of God made flesh, now she is overflowing with the grace of God. And that's what we see in front of us. We don't see someone here who's laboring under the duties that she has to God, hoping against hope that she will convince God of her deep love for her so that she can earn his salvation. That's not what we see. We see a woman claimed by God, filled with his love to overflowing. I should say overflowing, because the love of God of its very nature is an overflowing. She's filled with God's love. She has to give herself away. Has to in the sense that this just happens. This is what she wants to do, right? Her desires are such as well. My friends, so to us. When we receive God, and that happens whenever we turn to him in prayer or in sacrament especially, when we receive God, we are receiving into ourselves other orientation, right? We're receiving into ourselves overflowing love. And so how today are we setting off in haste? How are we setting off in haste to love our God who has loved us into life and to serve him in everything we think and say and do?